This time next week, it'll be an hour later than it is right now. Howdy, friends, and a very good Monday to you. Thanks for stopping by for this March 4th edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. My name is Shel Winkley. We've got a pod to talk about in which we've got thunderstorms, we've got spring-like weather, and we've got forecasts that honestly could just fall flat on their face. So the Storm Prediction Center has the Brazos Valley, a good portion of Texas, as well as a large amount of real estate from the Great Lakes to Texas to Louisiana, outlined in the possibility for some isolated, strong, or severe storms here today. And it certainly is possible. The atmosphere could be giving in order to get thunderstorms going. That being said, though, I don't necessarily think that it's going to line up perfectly or really much at all for the Brazos Valley. I do think that we'll see a few showers here and there. We'll call those under-the-cap showers. What is key is when these thunderstorms can develop with the heat of the day, which would come down to, does the cloud cover break? Will we see some sunshine? Because the way it works is that the best dynamics in order to pop up a strong or severe storms comes our way by late afternoon and early evening. But that lid on the atmosphere, that cap on the atmosphere, may be hanging on by a thread. So we'll call it a 40% chance for rain and storms. But that 40% chance may not materialize. And you know what? That's okay. Because if a storm can form, damaging strong winds and some hail, at least to the size of pocket change, is not ruled out. And I say that's okay because for what kind of just headaches and trouble that could cause, the rainfall that it leaves behind and the isolated nature that it leaves it behind honestly won't be worth it. Now we'll watch that chance go by, and then around say 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning, new thunderstorms could develop just near or right inside portions of Houston and Trinity counties or northeastern counties. I think those will scoot off into East Texas very quickly. A very quick, minimal chance for storms early Tuesday, and then drier air takes over and shuts down any rain chance for the day. Speaking of that dry air, after the 80s that are a little bit humid today, tomorrow we can top off in the mid and upper 80s as the humidity comes down and a warmer west wind blows for a bit. The beginning of the week is running 10 to 15 degrees above average in the afternoons and as much as 15 to 20 degrees above average in the mornings. It's very warm for this time of the year. We get a little cooler on Thursday with highs only in the 70s. There is a stronger cold front, though, that is slated to bring temperatures to the 60s with a pretty decently good feeling breeze by the weekend. But before we can get to those seasonable temperatures, there's one more chance for rain and storms. So we're talking Thursday night, maybe into Friday as well. That's when the next storm system, that's when the next cold front is expected to impact the Brazos Valley. Like we're finding with the Monday potential, it's not an absolute chance. We may not line the dynamics up perfectly in order to find strong and severe thunderstorms, but can't rule it out. There's still a lot of time between now and then to see if this thing can phase up perfectly. So we'll be monitoring for the possibility of stronger storms and maybe some healthy rainfall this time. We talked about how today it's just not worth the trouble. These might be worth the rain and, you know, kind of noise that we could get because it could put down at least half an inch of rain or more. Nothing promised yet. A lot of work to be done here, but just know that the weather once again will become active later on this week. Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Monday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. As always, we very much appreciate you stopping by. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep an eye on that KBTX Pinpoint weather app just in case we get a little bit of activity around here later on today. I'm Shel Winkley. We'll see you back on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.